Well, over 2013, we've had a lot of conversation with a broadcast partner in Jerusalem, Rabbi Yoel Karen. This man is expert on what we talked to him about, a focus on the Temple Mount and the controversy surrounding that very sacred piece of real estate, and preparations to build the next temple. So when we are going to look into 2014, we must have Rabbi Yoel Karen come to these microphones. Rabbi, thank you so very much for joining us today as we look into 2014.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We want to talk about what's been going on as it relates to the Temple Mount. I know throughout the year 2013, we've talked often about Jews. In fact, you yourself do special tours of Jewish visitors or Christian visitors as well up onto the Temple Mount. You're somewhat of an expert about that very sacred piece of real estate. Is it true? Are the Jews continuing to work towards access onto the Temple Mount and a freedom to be able to spend some time in their most sacred piece of real estate in all the world?
Absolutely. You know, here we are. We're at the end of the year. At the end of every year, every calendar year, I sit there and I look at the year behind me and I say, you know what? We just got to keep on keeping on, because I don't really see any progress. Or I just see a couple of inches in a progress in a few miles that we have to go. This year is a little bit different. This year, I really saw some changes. This year, I'm excited about the year that's to come. And that's the first time I think I can say that in many years.
Well, what would you consider then some of those issues that make you so excited about 2014?
I would say, and anyone can look at the last year's news in Israel and verify this. For the first time in the history of the state of Israel, or at least we can say since 1967, the idea that the Jews should assert their control and demand freedom of worship for all Bible-believing peoples, whether they be Jew or Christian, over the Temple Mount, the one and only place where God said, this is where my name will be forever. It has entered now the realm of the highest echelons of the Israeli government, and it's not just something that's said by a few right-wing extremists. And that we haven't seen that since Israel took control of East Jerusalem and the area surrounding the Temple Mount. We just haven't seen it. It's a brand-new thing, and it happened literally in the past few months.
This is an exciting report of what is in the future as far as Jewish access to the Temple Mount. Well, now, you are talking about the Israeli government moving ahead almost by leaps and bounds. Do you think that's going to continue on? Is there any way that that could be shut down and not get, ultimately, Jewish access to the Temple Mount?
Absolutely, it's going to happen. It's one of those things that we always said, if we can just get some momentum built, if we can just get some things going, these things just naturally, if we're students of history, we know that these things snowball. They have a snowball effect. And that's what we're starting to see. In the past, it's been one step forward, two steps back. Now the steps are being taken without even much of a push from us. It's happening, thank God, with the Almighty's help. But that's what we're seeing now. And yeah, I'm very excited for the coming year, and I'm very sure that we're going to see more in the next year than we've seen in the last five.
Well, what an exciting opportunity for activist Jewish people who really want that temple rebuilt on the Temple Mount, want access to that sacred spot. Watching from the sidelines, the Israeli government moving ahead, but that's because in the last election, there were some people elected who really have that same heart as the Jewish activists as it relates to the Temple Mount, do they not?
Absolutely. What does that tell us? What does that tell us? That tells us that the people who are putting the ballots in the box are changing their minds and hearts, and they're electing these people who will say these things, and they know will push these things forward. Inadvertently or overtly, this is what's happening. Even if the people don't know this is what they're doing, they're voting for a person that they know has a mindset that they want. Even if the Temple Mount isn't first and foremost in their mind, Jewish security in this land is first and foremost in their mind, and the people who push Jewish security are also pushing Jewish rights on the Temple Mount. And this is what's happening. It's an amazing thing to see, and I'm glad to be alive right now.
Isn't that an interesting thought you just mentioned? The fact is that really, Jewish security is based upon how the Jewish government handles the Temple Mount. They come one and the same, don't they?
Absolutely. We've learned over the last 20 years that those who say peace, peace, when there is no peace, are a bunch of liars, and we have to believe the prophets of Israel delivering the word of the God of Israel instead of the prophets of peace, who are liars and who we've heard for years deliver empty promises.
Yeah, absolutely. But wait a minute, I've got to ask this question. It begs to be asked. The fact is, are the Muslims going to sit by and just watch this happen, or are they going to try to stop it?
As usual, as we've seen for the last 30, 40 years, the Muslims will foam at the mouth. They will throw rocks. They'll do anything they can to stop this from happening. But ultimately, they will have to accept the reality of Israeli sovereignty in this land, Israeli sovereignty on God's holy mountain, and freedom of worship according to conscience for all Bible-believing peoples, Jewish, Christian, anyone on that mountain. This is a house of prayer for all peoples, for all nations. God has said it. It will happen.
And through the ancient Jewish prophets, that's exactly the promise that he has given the Jewish people. So I was going to ask the question, who's going to win in the end? That's kind of a ridiculous question. We know what the ancient Jewish prophets say, and maybe in the near future there may be some battles, but in the distant future, God's word is going to be fulfilled. One final question for you. As it relates to the Temple Mount, of course, you want this piece of real estate so that you can erect a temple, a Jewish temple up there. How are the preparations? Have they all been made for this next temple?
There is little to nothing in our way right now from bringing the sacrifices. We can set up an altar within a matter of hours. That's not an issue. There are certain sacrifices that we can bring right now, like, most importantly, the Passover sacrifice. Can be brought right now. This coming Passover, we can bring that sacrifice as a nation. It's not a problem at all under any aspect of Jewish law. There are certain things going forward, personal sacrifices, things like that, that we will have to have a red heifer for, or find the old ashes of the red heifer. But the obstacles that are in our path now are few and far between. God has cleared the path for these things to happen.
And you do have all the priests ready to serve there a temple when it's erected there on the Temple Mount. I remember talking with Nachman Kahana. I said, what about your priestly garment? He said to me, I've got it made. It's hanging in my closet. I'm ready to put it on and report to the Temple Mount for duty. That seems to be the case among all those who are going to serve that temple.
Absolutely. We're just waiting for that horn to sound. And when it does, we're ready.
That horn that will give what indication?
That it's time to come and serve God in his holy mountain as he has commanded us and bring about his will and bring about the redemption.
That's it, isn't it, Rabbi? The fact is, he's commanded the Jewish people to do that, and Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. Those two factors give us indication that God's word will come to pass.
That's it. It all comes down to this. Do you believe God, and do you believe what he said to his servants, the prophets, or do you not? It all comes down to that. And we do, and we know that it's going to happen, and all we have to do is do our part, do the best that we can, serve God to the best of our ability, and try to fulfill his will. And we know that he'll take up the rest.
Wow, I like that last phrase. Do we really believe God? And if indeed we do, are we willing and ready to do what he's told us to do? That's an exhortation for not only Jewish people, but for Christians, for those of us who have a real desire to follow the ancient Jewish prophets in God's word. Rabbi, may you have a blessed new year, and may some of these things we've been talking about come to pass during 2014. And if they don't, we'll talk again before they all come to pass.
Looking forward to reporting.